What if you could heat and cool your house using the earth beneath your feet? Oh, dude, you totally can. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. All this week, we're talking about how technology can help us adapt to climate change for our series, How We Survive. More people are trying to figure out how to be energy independent to avoid unexpected power shutoffs and use greener energy. For some, it's as easy as drilling a hole. Geothermal energy systems let people heat and cool their homes using energy from the earth. The technology has been around for decades. It's incredibly efficient, but fewer than 1% of homes in the U.S. use it. Now one startup wants to do for geothermal heating what Tesla did for the electric car. Make it cool. Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes has more.
When you're used to digging for gold in Alaska, it's a change in mindset to start working in suburban backyards.
Oh, this is all residential. We're used to virgin ground out in the middle of a swamp in the middle of nowhere.
That's Daniel Moore. He and his brother Zachary are professional drillers. Now they install geothermal heat pumps.
We have to be a lot more careful and aware of our surroundings versus up there. We could just
run over the trees. There was no obstructions out there. We were told if something's in your way, drive right over it.
The brothers are in Pelham, New York, installing a geothermal system for the startup Dandelion Energy. The company was born at X, Google's secretive incubation lab. Dandelion split off as its own company and is now trying to make it easier for homeowners to install these systems, even if the backyard is tiny and the house is a century old. That appealed to Mike Beilstein, who bought his house last year.
When we moved in, there was no insulation in the house, like, period. It was basically like living in, like, a kind of a nice-looking tent.
Beilstein insulated, and he also wanted to replace the oil-burning furnace with a more resilient heating system. His local utility offers incentives to homeowners who want to install geothermal, which uses the earth deep underneath the house as a kind of battery. Thomas Cronia leads drilling operations for Dandelion.
We've got this consistent 55-degree Fahrenheit swale. We can, in the winter, use that to transfer heat from the ground to our loops and use it in our homes.
Those loops are made of plastic tubes, which Dandelion installs by drilling down hundreds of feet. Water flows through the tube, absorbs energy from the ground, and transfers it to a heat pump, which then uses it to heat or cool the house. Getting that system in place is expensive, on average $20,000. Dandelion gives homeowners the option to finance that, and they've installed hundreds of systems so far. Kathy Hanoon is the president and founder of Dandelion.
The market size could not be bigger because every single building pretty much in the world heats and cools. It's one of the purposes of buildings.
Starbucks was interested in getting Dandelion systems into some of its stores, and Dandelion does want to expand to commercial buildings eventually. But Hanoon says it's a lot easier to get one or two homeowners on board than everyone involved in a commercial real estate deal.
Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes. And now for some related audio. A city on the vanguard of geothermal energy, actually, is Boise, Idaho, where roughly a third of the buildings downtown use geothermal systems. But they're different from the ones Dandelion installs. Instead of transferring energy from the soil and rock, Boise powers its system using water from deep under the city. Here's Steve Burgos, the Public Works Director for the city of Boise.
So we're pumping water from very deep aquifers, about 2,000 feet underground. The water comes out at about 177 degrees, so very hot water. And we pump that through the city, and it's for the buildings that are connected to geothermal, they take that water. They have heat exchangers in their buildings that basically takes the heat off the water, and they use that to heat their building. Then they put the water back into a separate piping system at a lower temperature. So what you're doing is you're using the heat as the energy to warm the building. And then we pump the used, once used water, and it goes into the same aquifer that we pulled it out of. So it truly is just one big eternal loop, which makes it really cool.
Boise started a version of this in the 1890s. The current system was installed in the 80s and is apparently the largest geothermal system in the country and the sixth largest worldwide, all according to the Idaho Press. And in addition to heating and cooling buildings, some of the older Victorian homes in town actually have systems where they use hot water from the springs to go directly to hot tubs in their homes. You can hear more about adapting to climate change in our hour-long special, How We Survive. Listen to that on select local public media stations. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. As a dedicated listener and superfan, you already make Marketplace part of your routine, including Marketplace Tech, to get your daily fix of independent, fact-based news. But now you can bring even more Marketplace into your everyday with our new Liquid Assets mug, yours as a thank you gift when you donate just $5 a month. To check out our new Marketplace mug and support public service journalism, go to marketplace.org/givetech. Thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.